The Cradle Coast Authority is on the lookout for a new CEO. The current CEO, Darryl Connolly, has indicated he'll be stepping down from his role in a couple of months' time. The chair of the Cradle Coast Authority is Peter Sid Sidebottom, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Sid.
Good afternoon, Martin.
People are going to draw conclusions from this. We had a situation, I think, a bit over a month or so ago when Burnie City Council withdrew from or gave notice of motion to withdraw from the authority. And people are going to look at this and draw conclusions. But the two things are totally coincidental.
Absolutely, Martin. Burnie made their decision and for various reasons. And they've withdrawn at the moment from Cradle Coast Authority, and the other eight councils have shown a very positive response to their support for the Cradle Coast Authority. Darryl has had consideration of other job offers in the past and prior to the Burnie City Council making the decision. So that's why this is a little bit harder for him, because he is very concerned that people may see that there's a cause and effect. It's not so at all. And the Cradle Coast Authority is in good shape and largely through the work of Darryl and his leadership team. And we're moving on with the work we've got to do. We've got really exciting stuff to do with the support of the other eight councils and hopefully Burnie again in the near future. And so Darryl was very ambivalent about it. But look, he's got to make decisions about his career, and he's not lost to the region at all, and he's going to the Central Coast Council in a really important role. So we've got a CCA supporter, another one, that's working in local government. So local government's the beneficiary of his terrific work, and we'll now go about the process of consolidating the changes that we're making in Cradle Coast Authority, which we're doing anyway. And we have a lot of leadership potential and prospects within the Cradle Coast Authority itself. But when we redefine and refine what we want to look for in the CEO as we move forward and looking for different skills now because we're a different organisation, we'll put it out to the market, and we're very confident that we'll get the right person in time. But in the meantime, we're putting in place interim management arrangements which will serve us well.
I think it's great that Darryl's not going to be lost to the coast. He's still going to be involved through the Central Coast Council, which is fantastic. How disappointing was it when Burnie decided that they were going to pull the pin, and it was purely for financial reasons? As we know, they're doing a lot of cost-cutting at the moment.
Well, of course, we're very disappointed, and we appreciate the fact that, you know, they got quite serious financial concerns. They made the decision to pull the pin. Really, there was no consultation, like a lot of the other decisions. But that's their business. But it wasn't from a lack of acknowledgement of or support amongst a number of those councillors for the Cradle Coast Authority. So that is disappointing, but and we hope that they'll rejoin us in the future. Look, they're committed to and payment of their contribution to Cradle Coast Authority for at least the next 12 months, if not more. So they'll benefit from the services that we provide, but we're about the region rather than one municipality or two.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned to me off air that, that Darryl leaves the authority in much better shape than when he came on. That's not to say that his predecessors didn't do a good job, it's just that he was so good at his job.
He was. He's got a lot of skills, and Darryl will be the first to say he's got a lot to learn too, and that's why I'm really pleased that he's going into a role now that he's going to learn more and more about what local government does. And he has much to offer. But we wish him well. He leaves with our good wishes. He leaves a very strong sailing ship that's got its own engine moving forward, and he helped certainly, you know, relaunch Cradle Coast Authority. So we wish him well. We've got good people in Cradle Coast Authority to get us through the transitionary period, and we'll look for a CEO with the skills that we believe may be necessary for the next phase of CCA's relationship.
And
I just want to remind people, if I may, Martin, that Cradle Coast Authority isn't separate from our councils. It is the organ of, and if you like, the agent of, the councils that fund it, along with federal funding and state government. So we're doing what our local government owners want us to do. We're not separate from them, And Daryl certainly helped re-establish that relationship.
Yeah, that was my next question. You've already answered. I understand what the authority does, but some people may not. While I've got you, Sid, it'll be very remiss of me not to congratulate you as the director of the Devonport Coral Society's production of Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. I went and saw it a couple of weeks ago. It was brilliant. You've had to put on an extra performance. It's going great guns.
Yeah, look, it's a very exciting show, and you know, I've been directing for a long time, and some of our shows, which I love them all, but this one is very special, and just by the nature of it and the people that are in it, it's infectious. We sold out the extra performance within hours, and we can continue to perform it, but we do thank people. I think people are really looking forward to getting out and experiencing live theatre, and we thank everyone, the thousands, literally. We think there's about 4,500 have seen it.
Mm.
And we thank them. And we also thank the Parranapple Centre and the staff of the Devonport Town Hall Theatre. They've been terrific. And anyway, it must end, but we've still got six more shows to go, mate. So
okay.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, there may be a few spare seats there. You need to book through the Parranapple Centre if that's the case. And I'll tell you...
Good luck.
I think one of the things I really enjoyed about it was that it had a lot of audience participation. The audience got right into it because it was the music that we all know and love.
Yep, absolutely. Look, there's more people going to see Buddy the Buddy Holly Story than watching my Hawthorn at the moment.
Yes.
And don't you say anything.
Well, I wasn't going to mention the footy. You're the one that brought it up. Sid, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
That's a pleasure.
You're off to get your COVID shot now. I just hope your reaction's not what mine is. I'm a bit sore at the moment, but hopefully you'll be okay. Yeah.
Well, you look after yourself anyway.
Yeah. Good on you, Sid. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Peter Sid Sidebottom, who's the chair of the Cradle Coast Authority and also the director of the Buddy Holly Story. So he wears many hats.